8:23 at Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Now, there's a fascinating and very moving piece in today's Daily Express about the couple, the elderly couple, who are believed to have fostered the two men who have been questioned by counter-terrorism police. The piece inside just basically says they have dedicated their life to looking after vulnerable young people. It would be a shame if that were to be spoilt. Now, they've been honoured, ennobled by the Queen for doing this, but what are the rules and regulations around fostering, and what kind of safeguards might be in place? We get now joined by, to discuss the issue of foster parenting, I'm now joined by Andy Elvin, Chief Executive Officer at TACT, TACT, and Val Smith, a foster carer. Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Good morning.
Andy, let's start with you, if we may. What is TACT exactly? What does it stand for?
We're the Adolescent and Children's Trust. We're the UK's largest fostering and adoption charity. We look after over 800 children around the UK on behalf of local authorities.
Now, the two people involved, it seems, in this case, and we must stress that no charges have yet been brought and the individuals are being questioned, but Penelope and Ronald Jones, they're aged, I think, 71 and 88. Is there an upper age limit on people who are prepared to foster?
No, there isn't, essentially. As long as you're fit enough and you're willing and able, then you can be a foster carer. You know, you're not too young, you're not too old.
And what about the age of people who are eligible for fostering? Because, again, we've had questions asked on this station about the fact that the young men who are in police custody at the moment, 18 and 21.
Fostering these days lasts till 21. There's something called staying put. In the past, it was very wrong that the most vulnerable children in our society were forced out of their homes at 18. If you think of the average age in which general population children leave home these days, many are still at home in their mid-20s, some in their early 30s. It was wrong that young people in care had to leave home at 18, so it's been extended to 21, which is a good step.
And how is it decided? Sorry, how is it decided who goes where?
Well, that's really up to local authorities. They are responsible legally for children, so they decide who they're going to place children with. Sometimes it's down to the choice of placements, but as far as they can, they match, so the foster family are a good match for the young person.
Andy, do you think this situation with these, I call them two young men because they're not kids, will put people off fostering in the future?
I hope not, and as I think Val will go on to explain, looking after unaccompanied children and refugee children is an excellent thing to do, and these two young people, if they are in fact guilty of what they're alleged to have done, are not at all representative of refugee or unaccompanied children. We've looked after many unaccompanied children over the years, and I've worked with hundreds, and they are hard-working, they're dedicated, and they make a great commitment to our society. These two are in no way representative of
them. But you can see why people who are thinking about fostering might be wary.
Well, I think they might be wary when they see that foster carers are named in the press. I think it's terrible that these two blameless people find their photos and their names over the press when they've done nothing wrong.
But nobody has. I think you'll find that in every piece that I've seen, Penn and Ron have been talked about in the most sympathetic of terms. You know, these people were honoured by the Queen, everyone. I think what people are feeling when they write about this is that these two people have been badly let down by the system. You know, what checks were made on these boys before they were put with Penny and Ron?
I don't think they've been let down by the system. I think that you can't foresee sometimes that these things are going to happen. Not everything can be foreseen. There is training and there are checks and there are balances.
Sure.
But the majority of terrorism that has been committed recently and in the past in this country has not been by children in care. This is the first case I've ever heard of.
So let's turn, if you can stay there for us, Andy, please. Let's turn now to Val Smith, a foster carer of ITACT. Val, what makes you be a foster carer?
Well, I must say I feel very lucky that I was given the opportunity by TACT to foster and look after these asylum-seeking boys. I choose to foster these asylum-seeking boys because they have nobody else, and they really do appreciate everything I do for them and the help they're given. All my boys have thrived being in foster care.
How many have passed through your home and your hands?
All about 15.
And is it exclusively boys you fostered?
Yes, mostly boys, yes.
Has what's happened here worried you in any way, Val? Will it make you think twice about fostering?
Absolutely not, no.
No? You're not worried?
No, not at all.
Do you think that you would have spotted any of the boys in your care, which clearly these boys are blameless, but the boys that have been in your care, would you think you'd be able to spot something if they were involved in any kind of jihadist activity?
Possibly. I mean, I would obviously check possibly their mobiles to see if anything was going on, if they were acting strangely, changing the friendship groups, things like that.
Yeah.
I hope I would be able to, but I can't definitely say I could, but
And I must say, I do appreciate, and on behalf of everybody listening, I'm sure we all appreciate your compassion, Val, and what you've done.
It's incredible what you do.
Thank you very much, Val Smith. Let's go back to you, Andy. If people want to find out more, if they want to investigate whether they might be suitable as foster parents, how can they proceed with it?
Well, they can go onto our website and look at TAC's website, or they can contact their local authority, because you can foster for local authorities. And we need more foster carers, particularly for teenage children. A lot of UK teenage children need foster placements, and there isn't a great deal of choice out there. And fostering is the most wonderful thing you could ever do. It enriches your life, it enriches the young person's life. Very rarely is there a role in this country that allows you to have such a transformative impact on the lives of vulnerable young children. So I'd encourage anyone thinking of it, don't rule yourself out by thinking you're too young or thinking you're too old or too this or too that.
And what about your property? What about your accommodation? Presumably you do need at least a kind of separate spare bedroom.
Yeah, you need a spare bedroom. That's basically the minimum requirement. You need a spare bedroom for the young person.
And do people who want to do this, do they get financial help from the local authority?
Yes, absolutely. There are a system of fees and allowances, so you do get financial help from the local authority. We would obviously like the state to invest more in foster care and in foster children, but there are fees and allowances, yes.
Okay.
Thank you very much indeed for your time this morning. Andy Elvin there, Chief Executive Officer at TACT, who's heard from Val Smith, a foster carer via TACT. I mean, I suppose the other big concern people have got is, and we know why this happens, is it seems the vast majority of asylum seekers coming into this country are young men, which is why Val has not fostered a single young refugee girl.
Yeah. And I think, you know, I really admire these people because, you know, I would be worried, I have to say, even before this, because, you know, we read lots of surveys now that a lot of the people come into this country. There was a poll recently that said something like 80% of people coming from places like not just Syria, but the places Iraq and whatever, they're not refugees. They're economic migrants, and that would bear out this fact that most of them are young men.
It is Talk Radio, the Full Set Breakfast with me, Paul Ross, and Carol Malone, getting lots of action via social media on our big question today about budget airlines. You can also vote on the Twitter poll. Has this put you off flying budget? 0344 499 1000. Hundreds of flights cancelled over the next 6 weeks or so. 80 cancelled on Sunday alone. Your thoughts, please. If it's affected you directly, we would love to hear from you. 0344 499 1000. Just gone 8:30. Here with the news headlines with weather on the way. Rachel Jewell.
Talk Radio.
Hurricane Maria is passing through the Caribbean, causing more damage to islands already gutted.